Simon Shintes if Dalad. Mechaber says someone forgot a rock on top of a barrel, or money on top of his pillow or his mattress, and now he wants to move the barrel, or he wants to move the pillow or the mattress, so he could just tip the barrel so that the rock should fall off. He could tip the pillow or the mattress, the money should fall off. And the reason is, since the rock or the money was forgotten there, it wasn't there on purpose, does not make the barrel or the pillow a basas davar aser. A basas davar aser is only put there intentionally. Was put there intentionally, the rock or the money was left there intentionally, that should be there over Shabbos, then it makes a basas. But if it was forgotten there, it does not make a basas. Therefore, he could tip the barrel or tip the pillow in order that the muksa should fall off. In fact, the Mechaber says if the barrel's in a place that you can't tip it, there's no room, it's between other things, or it's going to, if they tip the barrel and the rock falls off, it's going to crack another barrel. You can actually pick it up and move it to a different place where you could tip it in order to get the muksa to fall off. And the underlying reason is because the barrel, the chavis, or the pillow, the mattress, is not a basis in this case. The Mishnah Berurah explains, discussing a case where you need to get wine out of the barrel. You need to use the pillow to sleep on. That's why you allow the metal to the muksa in order to get rid of it, to get it out of the way. As opposed to if the reason why you want to metal to it is for the talus of the muksa, that the muksa shouldn't get ruined or lost, then you're not allowed to do it. Just to tip the barrel, tip the pillow with your body, now with your hand, that's tilt the bagufay, that'll be mutter even if it's tzarech the muksa. Like in general, we go that tilt the bagufay is mutter even for the benefit of the muksa. Mishnah Berurah says one can learn by Shabbos on the table, even there's money on the table or other muksa, and you can end up touching the table, it sometimes shakes a little bit, since it's not a creation to make it shake. And to metal to it, therefore, there's no problem to learn on the table, by the table, even when there's muksa on the table. Now, in terms of making something a basis, it has to be that this item was intentionally on the table or on the barrel or on the pillow from before Shabbos, going into Shabbos, meant that it should be there on Shabbos. If you put it down during the week, you did not intend for it to be there on Shabbos, meant to take it off before Shabbos, so then it's going to serve as if you forgot it there, and then does not make the table or the barrel, the chavis, or the pillow into a basis. In fact, Mishnah Berurah brings to the Beis Yosef that even if you put it there on Erev Shabbos, as long as you didn't have clear das for it to remain there over Shabbos, and then you forgot to take it off before Shabbos, it's considered that you forgot it there, it's considered shachach, and does not create a basis. As opposed to, if you have a case where the norm is for this thing to be there over Shabbos, even if you did not intend beferish for it to be there over Shabbos, you just didn't think about it, and even if you weren't really aware this thing was there on the table before Shabbos, if that's the norm, if it's typical for this thing to be there over Shabbos, that's considered that it's there intentionally to be a basis. For example, if you have a chicken coop, and there's a egg which has a chicken in it, which is muksa on Shabbos, and now you wonder if the whole chicken coop is muksa, so since it's a derech for it to be there, even though you did not realize before Shabbos that the egg is going to be there, it does make the coop into a muksa, because that's into a basis, that's normal for it to be there, and that's expected. So since it didn't have a fairish das, otherwise it becomes, a whole thing becomes a basis. Mishnah Berurah also makes another machlokes zachrenim, if basis is only when it's intentionally, the muksa intentionally put on top of the non-muksa could hold the muksa and support the muksa. Well, let's say you end up there randomly. For example, let's say you have a bunch of things in a drawer, in your desk drawer. Some muksa and some non-muksa. So, if the muksa is worth more, then the drawer becomes a basis for the davar asa, for the muksa. If the non-muksa is worth more, then it does not become a basis davar asa. Basis davar asa davar mutter. Let's say the muksa wound up in the drawer on top of non-muksa items. So that's by chance, so to speak. It's not like a drawer. It's a non-muksa item that happened to end up under the muksa item. Does it become a basis or not? So that's machlokes achrenim. And Mishnah Berurah says, the mokum atzarech, one can be mekel, because there are many achrenim who are mekel. Now, there's another shayla over here. Let's say somebody had das for the muksa item to be on the table or in the drawer at the beginning of Shabbos, but not for the entire Shabbos. He meant that someone got taken off in the middle of Shabbos, even towards the end of Shabbos. So now, is that enough that it makes the non-muksa item that's holding it into buses, because you had das for it to be there at the beginning of Shabbos? Or since your das was not to be there for the whole Shabbos, you had thought it would get taken off through being shaken off or through a goy or something like that. So does that enough that now it's not going to be considered the buses? So it's machlokes rishonim. The two shittas brought down in Shulchan Aruch, and general once we machmer on the shaila. However, makom mitzarech, since there is a machlokes about this, makom pseido, if it'll be a hefsed by machmer on this, so one could be mekel on the shaila. Again, if the stoma is that it will be there for the whole Shabbos, then it's assumed that your das was that should be the whole Shabbos, even if you did not have beferish das. Or if something there's no stoma, and or you beferish das for to remove it in the middle of Shabbos, then some machlekes and generally one shemachmer, but for to be a hefsa one kimekel, not to treat the bottom thing as a basis, since you meant for it to muksa be taken off by the middle of Shabbos.